a two-in-one here. Professor and student, I love this kind of combination. This is a kind of unbeatable combination when you have a professor and a student. Our presenter here is Megan Capers. She is a graduate student in doing the master's in social work, hoping, like some of our other students, one day to go on to do her PhD. And we wish you all the best and be thankful that you're coming here. And her professor is Professor Mary Jackson, who is professor in the School of Social Work here. Professor Jackson, you would like to say anything or about your student or anything like that?
You saved the best for last.
We save the best. We save the best for last.
No pressure.
No pressure. Megan, this is some people have left already, but it's a very small. It's our first multidisciplinary conference in Caribbean studies, so we're very glad that you're here, and you know, take your time. And at the end, we'll ask if they have questions, comments, or. There's no pressure. No heat. Air condition is on, right? So let's give her a hand, please.
I'm glad to be here, and thank you for coming to listen to me speak. And I'm sure all the other presenters that you've heard today were excellent. I want to talk about the U.S.-Jamaican drug connection and the need to train substance abuse counselors in Jamaica. There's been a great deal of discussion regarding this topic, and specifically the lack of trained counselors in Jamaica. There's limited focus on prevention and treatment, and the Jamaican government has been focusing on a punitive model, where instead of, you know, pushing programs for treatment and, you know, education, they're just basically dealing with the prison system more, and the incarceration rates have risen because of the drug problem. So instead of treating people, they're essentially locking them up. And it's not really addressing the true issue of drug treatment and, you know, drug treatment programs. So there is a need to extend the collaborative between the United States and the Caribbean countries, particularly Jamaica, to form partnerships to train local counselors in substance abuse counseling. And, for example, currently in Jamaica, substance abuse counseling is provided by family members, churches, and school guidance counselors who have no actual specific training in substance abuse. And there are only currently 449 school guidance counselors. So, essentially, the only people really providing services are school guidance counselors, and there's only 449 of them. So, as you can see by that number, there is a big lack of trained practitioners. So, delving further into the issue in Jamaica, it is a developing nation of roughly 2.6 million people, and they face many barriers and hardships. There's a lot of violent crime in Jamaica right now. It's rising. There's a serious problem with illegal drugs, which is also, like I stated before, increased the incarceration rate. So that's going up. There are inhumane conditions in Jamaica, limited resources, shanty towns. The citizens are facing negative health consequences from the potent drug use. There are a limited number of counselors, and the information that's given to the public there is also very limited. Drug treatment is not openly talked about there. There are a lack of educational programs for drug treatment, and the issue is basically ignored among the community and government. The drugs in Jamaica are crack, heroin, marijuana, which is very potent in Jamaica. And that can lead to using and selling, can lead to arrest, fines, and imprisonment. And some of the challenges within the prison system are Currently, the Tower Street Adult Correction Center has imprisoned about 1,700 adult and youth males. And with that, inside the prison system, there is an increase in HIV and AIDS that is causing some serious concern and problems for Jamaica. The government is reluctant to take action on these issues, and it also coincides with many of the challenges within the criminal justice system itself. One third of the adult population actually engages in drug use. Prohibition on drugs has failed. Drug enforcement policies has only exacerbated the problem because it has been deemed inexpensive and ineffective. Many nonviolent drug users are being placed in the prison population. The limitations with the criminal justice system has been from funding to structure, but also right now the criminal justice system and the community, they want to seek drug treatment. They want to change. But because of the hardships and the barriers and mainly the limited number of competent substance abuse practitioners, this has been a great challenge. The Jamaican government has made a commitment to invest in drug treatment programs and harm reduction programs. However, there is still a severe need for licensed substance abuse practitioners that can provide effective and quality services. Without those trained professionals, they would not be able to have a substance abuse profession there in Jamaica that would be effective in reducing, you know, drug treatment issues and help alleviate the problem. And we're trying to establish a contact with the local university in Jamaica, the International University of the Caribbean, to form a partnership or a collaborative effort. Also to provide academic curricula that would focus specifically on assisting students to become eligible to pass a national licensure exam in order to become a certified substance abuse counselor, which would ensure that people who are trained are going to be effective and they're going to be able to provide a quality service, versus what's going on now is you have community members, church members, friends, family trying to provide these services, and they're not actually licensed to do so. And I've included a handout and PowerPoint for you to look at for background information about Jamaica. And you can also see some of the other factors that are involved in the hardships and barriers. It speaks about the demographics, the economics, and also the political parties that are in Jamaica currently. And it is interesting also to note that Jamaica is no longer represented as a national board for certified counselors in the International Field and Regional Office, meaning they don't have that accreditation there. So that's also a problem. And overall, Jamaica wants to be able to address these issues, and the government wants to invest in it, but the lack of trained professionals is a very serious problem that needs to be addressed. And again, we're looking at considering a collaborative effort to eliminate or at least reduce the barriers to allow an increased number of trained professionals. Does anyone have any suggestions or questions?
I don't have a suggestion. I have a question.
Okay.
You stated that you will be trying to make collaborative partnership with the International School of the Caribbean.
Correct.
All right. Isn't that school a foreign school?
It's within Jamaica.
Foreign entity.
Right. Yes.
Correct. Therefore, the cost of that school is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And UWI. University of West Indies, would it be better to collaborate with them? Because they would be the heart, they know the heart of Jamaica.
Okay.
They would be able to get students quicker because the tuition is a lot cheaper. and even to a point working with them where they get that accreditation so that you produce more counselors and different things so that the drug issue will be addressed. I was just wondering if you guys had thought of that. Because I think I know that school, and that school is mainly for Americans or foreigners that goes there.
Okay.
So they hardly get Jamaicans that will attend that school.
Okay, I see what you're
saying. So if we're looking for locals, then therefore, I'm not certain if we're addressing the issue.
Yeah, and ideally, training locals is what we would hope to focus on. So yes, that is a great comment, great suggestion. I think the reason why the International University of Jamaica was proposed was because there was already a somewhat of a relationship with the International University in Florida.
Okay.
But like you said, that would probably reach more people if we did it thought that way or looked into that. That's good.
Because I don't think Jamaica is producing social workers at this time.
No, you're not.
Thank you. Listening to your paper here, I'm very much alarmed in the sense that, more than 2 million people there have this serious problem and are not producing people who can help.
Yes, this is a very serious issue, yes.
I never knew that.
I know that with the counselors that you were looking to train or more of them, I feel like just having the counselors in general is kind of reactionary. So the people who already have this drug problem are going to be counselors. Have you thought about before the fact that, in the States we have DARE, in our elementary schools, have you thought about maybe establishing that kind of program within the public schools in Jamaica alone? That way you hit younger locals sooner. You tell them about the issues of drugs and everything so they know growing up.
Well, and that's been an issue because what's happened is intervention methods have been attempted. But there's not really anything focusing on prevention like you're talking about or treatment. And that's why it's also even more serious because that has actually not been addressed as well either in an effective manner. So that's a good point. The lack of prevention programs there and education programs, and like you said, DARE, there's really not anything solid there for them, for the citizens to utilize. So yeah, it is. It's a lot that can be done, a lot.
All those who can't find jobs, there's a lot of work to be done here. Of course, we can see a lot of work to be done right here.
I have a question right now. Since we went to there, you're doing your research, are there any talks or thinking about how could we, with the resources that they have, they have the churches, family members, school guidance counselors, is there any way we could equip them better to address the issue in a different manner so that probably it's going to be attacked differently? Because if we have an issue right now in America in terms of substance abuse, where we really not getting a total grasp of it. And it's probably only for the past 5 to 10 years, America is really trying to produce counselors that are focusing on substance abuse, right? So would we think of, anyway, since we are focusing specifically now on substance abuse in terms of, well, to be involved with clients, you have to have your license with substance abuse. Did we thought of probably doing some training with those type of people and trying to probably educate them a little more?
Yeah.
So that they go about it probably in a different manner.
And that's a good suggestion. We were suggested that because of the culture and the resources in Jamaica, Some people mentioned, what about trying to, you know, train the guidance counselors to get certified in substance abuse, which would, you know, be beneficial. Also, you mentioned community members. Sometimes you'll have community members in churches that might be able to get trained and pass the exam, or sometimes local, like, leaders, not necessarily a church leader, but a local leader or someone who's strong in the community that people trust, maybe they could, if they're willing to go through a training program to get certified, you know, to build that trust with the citizens there, because, I mean, the culture is a lot of people don't talk about it. So if you have a counselor, someone will trust, they might be more willing to go seek treatment from that counselor, which would be great, you know.
We can't send our ECU students because they may come back.
They won't come back. I wouldn't come back.
Question. What does the training entail? Is this, I mean, with like the exam, is this like a huge academic study for a few years kind of training, or more like first aid training where you get some spurts of what you need to know?
That's a good question. I don't know how it would work. We haven't developed a curriculum, a full curriculum yet. I know for here in America, for instance, in North Carolina, you'd have to have a master's or work in the field. It just depends. I know Dr. Jackson is in head of the substance abuse certificate program, and you can earn that here at ECU, and then you're eligible to be a counselor if you pass an exam. So it's kind of different, but that is also something that we would need to figure out, you know, foolproof, like how would it work and what would it look like, and who would want to be involved?
You know, I actually considered one time doing the certificate program, you know, take my one course free of charge. And I applied, but I couldn't do it, you know. But it's something, because I look and see the state right here of our students, of young people, right here in Greenville, North Carolina. So throughout the nation, throughout the world, you know, if I could be of benefit.
And it's interesting, because if you imagine America, our problems here, it's pretty bad. And we have a lot of resources. We have a lot of help. And then if you look at Jamaica, their problem is really bad, and the help is almost non-existent. So it's like we have it rough, but there are other places that really need a program, need counselors. It's just they need some help with this issue.
I just have a quick question. I was wondering if you could ever explore the connection with drug use or the culture of Rastafari and drug use in dancehall, which is music, is something that promotes the use. Does it people probably examine culture? But how do you come to that culture of Rastafari, which really is part of the backbone of Jamaican culture, right? And the use of marijuana,
To answer this question, you know, back home, I tell some people that marijuana is a drug. You're talking about it's a herb.
Talking about other things.
Yes, it's a drug.
Right.
But marijuana is a way of life, it's part of our culture.
And what has happened for the Caribbean, we come back to this whole thing about tourism, right? You know, there are large groups of North Americans and Europeans who go down to the Caribbean precisely for that, because in Belize and a number of the other countries, the drinking age is what, Jill?
18.
I mean, it's different here. I always tell, I go through this little spill when I take my students. I said, you know, some of you might be tempted to take drugs. If you take drugs and you get locked up here, it's not my responsibility. Because I had a student, two students from Barton 1 year, and from Raleigh Airport, I knew I was in trouble. I mean, when we arrived there, I gave them the warning. Early morning, before anybody could rise up, they already walking a key cocker.
Yes.
and they already contact these people. That year, I had planned to take them over for a weekend to Mexico. These guys found out that there is, I don't even know the name, there's a beer that in Greenville, it was like about $7-$8, US dollars. But in Mexico, it was like about 7 pesos, which at that time, it was like 1 US dollar. They drank themselves drunk like fish. I mean, they go precisely for this thing here.
Yeah.
And in Belize, they have those helicopters circling to look down because they go out on the keys away from the city. The people, the foreigners go, so they could use drugs.
Right, and like in Jamaica, the I think one of the problems or one of the things is to counter the idea of Babylon. Babylon wants to take away the weed, and Babylon wants to bring in drug rehab. Or to reduce it, right? So it's kind of a complex situation, which I like the idea of empowering people at the local level, at the grassroots level, which is more of a grassroots approach, which takes into consideration the movement of Rastafari and its importance to
the
culture.
Right.
Right.
I think about the need for social workers. What I'm going to say is, it's not what you dealt with in your paper and what you're talking about, but it hinges on the same thing, because there will always be a need for social workers in the Caribbean for one reason, and you mentioned it. There's not enough resources. And in countries that there are not enough resources, let's say, boats to patrol the coast, radar and all these things, it's not a lot of that in the Caribbean. So what do you find? You find the Mexican cartels, they have instances that they would land planes with drugs, because these little countries are hubs that they use, so there will always be drug problems in these little countries because the resources are not there to actually clamp down. Like big ones like this, like U.S. can't clamp down where you think, you said it, but you think about the smaller ones, so there will be a need for social workers to deal with that problem when that drug gets introduced into the society. It will happen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Thank you for your suggestion.
Just all the English graduates go do social work.